I'm always trying to tweak and break and maybe we could do this better. Maybe we should do this. And like maybe only 5 to 10% of that makes it through the bill filter. The builder.
The Subtle Art of Not Yelling is
your weekly companion helping creative entrepreneurs master the inner game, finish what you start, ship your work, and build a brand without yelling.
Because it's not the thunder that grows flowers, but the rain. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Bill.
Wow. You know, a minute ago, you told me you hadn't had coffee yet, but you sound like you've had too much. What's going on over there?
Nothing. I don't know. I just had to change it up to make sure you were awake.
You're trying to make up for it? You know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pretend I'm really awake. You know, we've been doing this podcast for a while. And you know this. I'm not going to go on and on about it. But, you know, I really do appreciate our ability to collaborate. You know, we have this partnership. It's real easy. I feel like we've produced an enormous amount of really cool stuff with it. You know, we haven't necessarily turned that into a lot of money, but it sure is a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
And someone, I posted something on LinkedIn the other day, and somebody asked me a great question that I had a hard time answering because I really had to think about it, but I thought it would make a great subject for us. Is somebody asked me if I could give them some tips on how to choose or create a great collaborator or find someone to collaborate with.
Mm.
And it really got me thinking because in the past, I've had these experiences where, you know, I had a conversation with somebody and we got geeked out on some idea, right?
Yep.
And then we'd meet and we'd talk about that idea for a while and then it would just sort of fizzle and not really turn into anything. I've had the other experience, and I think this is what I wrote about, where we're bringing someone into an existing business. And I am, every bell and whistle in my brain is going, no, 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 not this person, no. But my other partners are fine with that person. So I blow that off and go, okay. And then down the road, the whole thing crashes and burns because
right.
It wasn't right, right? And then we have something like this where, you know, you and I had a few conversations. We had an idea and we've managed to turn it into a successful, pretty long-term collaboration. And I've had other ones like that in bands, you know, musical collaborations. I have a songwriting partner that I write with fairly frequently. I have a friend who has a recording studio who engineers and produces everything I do because we have a way of working together that really works. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder for you, I have my own thoughts about this, but for you, what are the things that for you make up a successful collaboration or that you look for in someone to collaborate with?
This is a really cool topic that I don't think I've really put my brain around. So I'm doing that in the moment right now.
Yeah.
And there's a few, too. I guess, so it's a, maybe it's not a fully digested thought, but first and foremost, I think you have to be able to geek out. Like you both geek out on something or mm-hmm. you have like a huge, you know, a common background, a common interest, something where you can just, I mean, you and I could jump on here. Actually, you and I do jump on here with no plan most of the time. You know, we have a list of things that we kind of think about and But for the most part, it's like what's most present right now, and then we just go off that. So you have to be able to do that, I think. Obviously, you have to like the person, you have to agree with the person, care about the person, have some that thing, and then maybe the biggest thing is complementary skills. For me, at least, looking at this,
that's a big one. That's big. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're like a perfect puzzle piece because, you know, I bring like kind of the perfectionism. I'm always trying to tweak and break and maybe we could do this better. Maybe we should do this. And like maybe only 5 to 10% of that makes it through the bill filter. The builder.
The builder.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've built trust around that process where half the time I know you're going to shut it down. And if I feel, oh, he's not, this is just me being me and overthinking and trying to over engineer things, I won't even throw it at you sometimes because I'm like, I've built that, that process in my brain. Anyway, you also said, you know, playing in a band. I kind of feel like we're a band. Like when we have a guest on, we're playing different instruments.
Yes.
You know, I know what you're really good at and I know what I'm good at. And I, you know, you take the solo sometimes and then sometimes you pass it off to me and we almost know how that song goes now because we've done it so many times. Whereas in the past, like I remember like the one time I was frustrated, like really frustrated at you, was when I felt like you were cutting me off and I couldn't ever ask my question and the moment would pass and I never asked it. And I said it to you afterwards and then we had a nice conversation about it and we figured it out and it was actually like really simple.
And what did we figure out? Because I don't remember that actually.
It was Ryan Estes. And you were like something to the effect of basically I was a little bit in my head about having to wait for the perfect moment versus just it's a conversation and it ping pongs and you step on each other and that's part of the natural flow of a conversation and it's all good. There's no cutting off. There's no stepping on each other's toes. That's just part of it. So now sometimes if I feel like I really have something and I can tell maybe you do or don't, but I'll force myself, I'll say it and we'll figure it out. It always works out.
Yeah, it does. It does. So being geeked out on a subject, right? Or whatever you're going to collaborate on, right? You both have to be really into it. Complementary skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some level of, I'm not sure how to language this, you know, interpersonal connection. You know what I mean? There are people that you just resonate with, that you jive with. There's people that you don't, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not, doesn't mean they're bad people. You just don't maybe resonate with them in the same way. So you got to have something. That's got to be in there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And then I think the last piece for me would be broadly shared values, but more specifically shared values when it comes to work and how you work. So you and I both align around how we think about work. We both like to work and we like the work we do. But we also both take our non-work time really seriously and are not into, you know, working 80-hour weeks and killing ourselves for whatever it is our work is. That's a value, right? Mm-hmm. Is work-life balance, whatever you want to call it. There's another one in there of integrity around doing what we say we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I found that out about, it's one of the first things I look for in anyone that I'm doing anything with. And from the very first time that we connected, anytime you said you were going to do something, send me an email, call me, communicate with me about X, you did it. I'm pretty sure I did the same.
Yep.
And so that there, so that allows me to believe that without us even talking about it, that we have a shared value around that, because I've had people that lined up in some of those other categories, right? We're geeked out, we have a connection, but our work values are misaligned. They don't work the way I do. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't show up on time. They do all that stuff. And I don't have time to teach somebody to do that. They either know how to do that and they can do it, or they can't, right? And that's blown up a few collaborations for me, because I can't deal with that. Doesn't mean they're bad people. Mm-hmm. I just can't deal. Doesn't work for me, right? So I think what we came to, I just want to be sure.
Yeah.
That the five keys to collaboration are geeked out about subject matter or whatever you're going to collaborate on.
Mm-hmm.
Complementary skill sets.
Yep.
Some overlapping, but complementary. Interpersonal connection. Oh, there's only four things. And shared and shared values, especially shared values around work.
Yeah. That would be the core recipe, I think. Yeah. I'm sure there's smaller ingredients, but that's what we found in this. And then I don't think we can end this without saying something about you have the recipe, but where do you find the people? Like, how do you connect with people? How do you start those so you can try to see if they are that person for you?
Well, obviously you have to talk to people about what you're up to and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you got to find is somebody who's as geeked out about it as you are.
Yeah.
You know?
I have had seasons in my life where I'm like all in on connecting with people for no reason. So there's no motive. It's just, I'm going to make this month connection month. And right. I use my Calendly link, my coffee chat link, you know, 15-minute calls, whatever. And when I'm on LinkedIn, when someone responds to an email, like wherever I come across, connect and overlap with people, you know, Peter's a good example. We had him on because I connected with him on LinkedIn randomly. We had a lot in common. We both had newsletters, podcasts. We were kind of both into AI, like all these different things. And we jived, jumped on a call, instant connection, geeked out on AI, geeked out on other things too. It was so natural. And then have him on my podcast. I went on his podcast. You know, he put me in his newsletter. We joined his class, his AI class. Like it just happened. And now we're a connection, and maybe there's a future collaboration there.
Right.
Because I think he would check a lot of those boxes. So I think it's simple. Just talk to people.
Miles and I don't always do very well with discipline, consistency, and grinding our way through the creative process.
We're also tripped up with things like overwhelm, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, and lone wolf syndrome on a weekly basis, and it's not a good feeling.
So a couple years ago, we created The Box to solve our own problem. The Box is a container and community for creatives to stay accountable, do the work, and actually finish what they started. We help you prioritize your projects and create a box around it.
We co-work twice a week for 90 minutes and support you in bringing projects to the finish line. It's not teaching you anything new. It's giving you the structure to focus and create with what you already have.
Because amazing things happen on the other side of finished. Come try it out and see how it feels at theboxcommunity.com. That wraps another episode of The Subtle Art of Not Yelling, your home for creative growth.
If our words have resonated with you, subscribe, share, and leave us a review. It means a lot and helps us reach more creative entrepreneurs.
Join us next week as we continue to explore the art of quietly becoming a creative superpower and thriving without yelling.
Until then,
Keep nurturing your ideas, honing your craft, and shipping your work.
Because amazing things happen on the other side of finished.